Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast in dull, boring UK.
Boo.
Yes, we're not in sunny Las Vegas anymore. Instead, we're back here in dreary Marylebone. Coming up on this week's show, the BlackBerry Playbook's landed, but what about the iPad 2? The Zoom's on its way, but at what price? And T-Mobile makes a sharp turn on its data policies. Plus, with the latest T3 and your reaction to the launches of the greatest show on earth, CES, where we are no longer. And by we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan, Adam the Boy Bunker, and the man who defies gravity and anything else that tries to keep him down. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes.
You're grounded now, Happy Dan.
Quite some way into the year, but...
Well, you were missing from CES.
So, I was.
You were missed.
This has been our first opportunity.
I've come back, and all the microphones have got primary coloured sponge.
Yeah. I know.
Except for mine.
Things on the end.
Except for Adam's, which is black. And dark.
Black like my soul.
That's great. It's really brightened up the office.
Oh, there we go.
Feel really upbeat straight away.
See, it doesn't take much.
Simple things.
Yes. Anyway, Dunk, it has been a while. 2011 is still young, as you say. Has it already got your goat?
Yeah, only one thing. This is an overhang from last year, actually. I got Call of Duty Black Ops. I'm always doing this in this bit at the start of the show, complaining about things that happened about 9 months ago, but I'm massively behind the curve. It's not all that good.
So you just don't like it. That's your opinion.
It's only smashed all known records. And
yeah, it sold massively because I think the reviews were so ridiculously over the top.
I think it's quite good.
What don't you like about it?
It's a complete sensory overload. You can't play it for more than half an hour without needing like a lie down.
I started to find the plot a little bit annoying quite fast, but also it's got quite serious bugs.
They didn't put that on the poster, did they? I started to find the plot quite annoying quite fast. Duncan Bell, T3.
Well, yeah, okay. No, but I didn't think the plot was just quite good for a computer game, but not as good as the Call of Duty before last, because I've skipped a game because I haven't actually played Modern Warfare 2. But no, it's got quite serious bugs because there's a level where you're trying to escape from a Russian prison and these guys who are really heavily armoured come at you. And because I'm shit at computer games, my only tactic for taking them out is to use... you often have like rifles that have got grenade launchers attached to them as well. So I can only really take out difficult and all fast-moving targets using grenades. But the grenade launcher is bugged.
It's a blunt tool.
It doesn't work.
So it doesn't work. So if you're shooting at somebody
at
a certain
range...
Well, it doesn't work at all. No, it does work in general. Hmm. But if you've got something coming towards you, if it gets near enough, you can't shoot it with a grenade launcher.
Maybe that's meant to be
You can't
skill.
Even blow yourself up because he's too near. Mm. Which would at least... Okay, that would be annoying, but you'd be like, oh, my lack of skill has let me down. But no, you just impotently... You know when you have those dreams that are like worries about your
you
sexual...
Can't punch or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, is that what that's about?
Yes. Mm. And then the rifle kind of wilted
launcher.
In my hands.
Oh!
And did all your teeth fall out at that point?
And then, And then my late grandmother was... No.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay. So very annoying.
Excellent.
I'm not saying the game's rubbish, because it's not rubbish, but I don't understand the 10 out of 10, 6 stars out of 5...
No, it's caught up.
I mean, you got past that level now. The grenade...
I did eventually get past it, yeah.
Well done.
But that's by the by.
You like it now.
With the help of Gary Oldman.
Anyway, on to our top story, and it's all fruit related. Yes, BlackBerry was kicking some ass at CES, but now Apple is about to hit back. So guys, iPad 2, BlackBerry Playbook, discuss.
Technically speaking, RIM was kicking ass.
Yes.
BlackBerry is the...
Yes, that sounds a bit nasty, actually.
Dear me. I thought this new year, new pod. No, it's just the same. I'm going to go with BlackBerry.
I like to think about RIM blocking porn.
You are loving.
I am loving the BlackBerry.
The BlackBerry.
I had a play with it in CES, and I mentioned it in last week's podcast. It's just so easy to use. I know what you're going to say, Dan.
No, you don't.
The screen is smaller, and you're not impressed by it. Oh. But I love the fact I could use the bezel and the multitasking. It was really slick, and it was nothing like
when we recorded the last podcast, I had to take your word for it because I hadn't played with it yet. Mm. But I have now, and it is a nice thing. But you are right. The screen have a small screen with a Tonkin great big bezel? Admittedly, you can use the bezel, but why not just extend the screen? And the multitasking is very nice to look at. But still, why would you ever need Doom open and a YouTube video and the T3 webpage and it look is, and see them all live
the
at the same
yeah,
time.
It's people with ADHD. It's showing off, isn't it? But no, you but can it, have like your web browser open, you have your email open.
Yeah, that's
so
what
you've
it's
got
useful
another
for.
App
and
open.
Instant Messenger. Yeah. And but the thing that I thought was really eccentric about it is you can't. It's got. There's no 3G option, which isn't necessarily a problem. But they do offer you the possibility of using 3G by tethering your BlackBerry phone yeah. to it, which that just seems ridiculous to me. But yeah, no, apart from that, I thought it was
well,
really
that,
good.
I mean, that in itself is a nice feature, you know, in that...
no, it's stupid. They should just build 3G into it.
But yeah, if there was a Wi-Fi one and a 3G one, you know, you went for the Wi-Fi one, but hey, it's okay, I can tether it, then that would be fine.
To
but
my BlackBerry.
To not have a 3G...
Can you imagine the howls of protest if Apple said, we're not having 3G, but if you go out and buy an iPhone, then you can have 3G, because we'll let you tether
true.
It.
A lot true. Of people have got iPhones, they don't want to pay for 3G on their iPad. So then that would make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. You offer people the choice and then they can choose to use it or not.
Maybe, there'll be a 4G BlackBerry playbook. Which
well, a fat lot of use for us,
will be
that
completely
is.
Useless here.
Maybe a lot of people are thinking they've got a BlackBerry that's been given to them by their place of business and they can just tether it on that kind of data
that's
connection. They're not paying
for it. Never.
I like thinking it as like a professional... Yeah. Because I think like BlackBerry are being quite shrewd with this in a way. Because although it is just basically a tablet, it is a lot like the iPad. They're trying to, I think for the last few years, they've been trying to move away from being the businessy handset, the solid, reliable handset.
Which I think
handset.
We've said in the past was probably a mistake.
It was a shit poor idea. But I think they've now realised that. And they've actually come around to thinking, the main thing that makes people buy BlackBerry is this idea that they are quite solid and boring and business-like.
Yeah.
So what they've got is a product that's actually quite exciting. That in a way, they're selling as a kind of, professional and high-grade.
Very secure.
And
our service. But why then call it the playbook? We're still stuck with that.
I asked that question and they kind of were a bit...
It's professional grade play.
Yeah.
It's like work hard and play hard.
Yeah.
It's like maybe the CEO's mum came up with a name and no one's been, brave enough
Mike
to knock it down.
Mum.
Well, I suppose again what people like about BlackBerry a lot of the time is their marketing isn't really as slick as Apple's and people
perhaps.
I had quite an interesting the reason I was thinking about this is because I had this sort of exchange of emails with a reader recently. And that hardly ever happens. It's weird how often people email in, and often they're quite irate. Not always about me, but about, something. Or they make some sort of point very strongly. And I practically always reply, because I'm sort of the person who goes through the emails that come in. And I usually tell them what I think in reply. And then you never hear from them again. And it's not like I send them an email like,
mind you,
do you know who you're talking to here? Who are you to question the judgment of T3?
Well, maybe you sculpt kind of really well worded replies and put their fears to rest.
No, but they don't email back saying, oh yeah, good point, either. It's just complete. That's it. That's the end of communication.
Yeah, but
they
you see, the alternative is stalking. So, I'd stick with what you've got there.
This guy did start to slightly seem like a stalker. I think he was actually called Paul Newman. And that's why the name stuck. This is quite a funny exchange of emails because he just hates sort of iPhones and things. He used the expression something like "loser whack jobs" to describe the people who queue up outside Apple. And he said, I see people with Apples and they've run out of battery while I'm still walking around using my BlackBerry. Because the battery life. And I must admit, initially, I did think, well, this guy's kind of a twat. But I sort of came around to his point of view, which is that Apple, in a way, have sort of overplayed their hand a bit in the last few years. They've sort of gone from being the underdog to being completely the overdog, very tedious in a lot of ways. Whereas BlackBerry is kind of almost where Apple used to be, which Apple used to have a reputation actually above anything else for reliability.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
Everything goes in cycles.
What about iPad 2 then? Is this because we were heavily impressed with the Zoom, you were impressed with the playbook.
What size is the Zoom?
But it's all. It's 10.1 inches. It's the biggest tablet because it's 10.1 inches. Ooh. As Motorola were very keen to point out.
Didn't let us touch it though, did they?
No.
iPad 2.
They wouldn't let you touch it.
No,
because that's the thing. Because although really? On paper the Zoom looks really impressive.
Yeah. No, to look at and to see it in action, it was really impressive. We just
see it in
weren't
action,
actually able to touch it.
Which is telling, isn't it? That's telling.
Well, no, but do you know what? What is the problem with the Motorola Zoom? What's going to be the problem with the Motorola Zoom? That it's made by Motorola. There's always some kind of glaring flaw with every product that Motorola make. And I can't, on paper, it's hard to see what that glaring flaw is going to be.
Yeah.
But the fact they won't let you play with it, and okay. the fact it's made
they
by
them,
they
just played a demo video from Honeycomb, which everyone's seen before, and that's all we got to see. They wouldn't let us like touch anything, and
it'll be like 15-minute battery life or something like that. There'll be some sort of ridiculous.
We'll
you
wait
just
see.
Watch the only thing you'd see is a demo video.
Yeah, that's all there's time for.
Yeah.
So from something we've not touched to something we've not even seen, the iPad 2.
Which this morning or overnight in the States has had some people tinkering with the future iOS code for developers, and they've seen what's basically confirmed it to have a camera because there's icons for albums and stuff.
Yeah.
But, But I don't know what else.
A camera or two cameras?
I don't know.
Camera, bigger speakers.
The thing is, people keep saying about it's two camera things, but it's a very good point, is that would you want to be hold up something that big to take a picture? Because you just...
No, you'd want one on the front, I mean. You wouldn't want one on the back.
Yeah, you'd want one on the front. People saying, does it need two cameras?
Possibly. No, it's a fair question. I was just...
But unless you're doing FaceTime and you want to show someone where you are.
But you turn it around.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't
be able to
see
anything.
Well, that's hardly a big problem.
Actually,
epic. Also,
you can have, you know, there are wars going on elsewhere and stuff.
Like on a DSI, you can have just one camera in terms of the sensor and have two lenses, can't you?
But in terms of what we saw at CES of the mock-ups, they were just a bit flatter.
Slightly flatter and slightly larger speaker grills.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like anything earth-shattering, so...
It wouldn't be, though, would it?
We'll see what happens.
And the one that's on that video didn't look very real.
When are we expecting the announcement?
It's apparently... Well, this hasn't been anything confirmed, but rumour is like February.
Yeah, it'll be exactly the same as last year.
So we haven't got...
But unfortunately, I haven't bothered to look up when that is, but that's when the iPad 2 will come out.
We haven't got long to wait. Okay, briefly then, on the whole Apple BlackBerry stuff, iOS 4.3...
Exciting.
Tethering.
Done. Move on.
Tethering is there.
Yeah.
So that's thrilling.
You've always been able to tether. You mean wirelessly
iPhone
tether?
5, yeah.
Wirelessly, yeah. Yes. Oh. Yeah.
So you can turn your iPhone into a hotspot.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
It's another little job of kind of, you know, Apple fans wouldn't like to admit it, but Apple catching up on things that other phones have been able to do for a long time.
But Apple's been, ever since the iPhone launched, Apple's been doing that, you know, like copy and paste and all these kind of, you know, it's been slowly adding bog standard features, but, you know, it's nice when they do arrive. The new BlackBerry's looking like a whole slew of them. The Dakota, which will be touchscreen with a QWERTY fixed keyboard.
Yeah.
BlackBerry Torch 2, which is that's the slider, the torch, and a Storm 3, all rumoured. So, Mobile World Congress, I guess.
I think Torch 2 is beyond a rumour, isn't it? There's quite a lot of specs for that.
Yeah.
I don't know, they never do anything at Mobile World Congress.
They're not big there.
They're never really that big.
These American firms, it's more of a GSM thing, isn't it? Mm. Mobile World Congress.
So, it's Canadian, then. It's Canadian.
BlackBerry.
As in North American.
If I remember rightly, with things like the Storm and stuff as well, BlackBerry phones get leaked, and then it's months and months and months before
you
see anything.
Well, even the playbook, when they showed it on stage, and it was still months to go to CES when we finally saw it. So,
So I'm not sure when we'll work on Congress.
Let's not hold our breath.
I'll hand it down for you because I'm going along.
Okay, right. Plenty more news where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. The world has a new designer phone. Yes, the Giorgio Armani Samsung Galaxy S lands this weekend at Phones For You. Now clad in metal and with less rounded corners, it sports a hefty $49.95 price tag on a £45.96 a month contract. Only 800 will be sold, or possibly just 8.
The iPhone 4 has landed on Verizon in the States, but not the much-rumoured 4G version. Apple CEO Tim Cook said too many design compromises were needed to get LTE on the current iPhone. Now iPhone has made the cross to Verizon. However, a 4G phone for the US can't be too far away.
T-Mobile's ruffled feathers with its new data policy, initially declaring, if you want to download, stream and watch video clips, save that stuff for your home broadband.
After initial uproar, it's tweaked the policy, now saying existing users will keep their allowances of up to 3 gigabytes. New users will get half a gig to use as they like, but after that, they'll be restricted to bog-standard web pages and emails. Even attachments over 1 megabit will be a no-no.
Wow.
What's Swizz?
Just days after the tablet's official outing in Las Vegas, the Android 3.0 toting Motorola Zoom has gone on pre-order at Handtech, but There's some confusion over the price. Initially offered at £660, it jumped to £720, then £780. Now, it's listed as TBC. It's also been pulled from the Clove website, who were estimating its arrival sometime in April.
Speaking of arrivals, an invitation has surfaced for an HP Palm event in San Francisco on the 9th of February. The invite states there we're in for, and I quote, an exciting webOS announcement.
Oh, is there any other?
Our money's on a Palm tablet finally dropping. Ooh, I am excited.
Wow. Yeah.
So that T-Mobile thing. So I'm on T-Mobile. Now, my contract was due for upgrade last October. So if I now upgrade, will I lose out? Even though my contract was up last October.
I don't know. Presumably, if you stay on the same tariff, you'll get the same. But if you change to a new tariff,
yeah, I think they have to.
Then you're burgered.
I think they have to offer you the same as what you've already got. So should be all right.
I'll find out. Let you know. Listen next week.
But 1 megabyte attachments. That's. I mean, that's.
What is that? That's like a. That's not even a Word doc.
Kind of
is
a standard size picture, isn't it? No, you get a Word doc in there. But yeah, if someone sends you a few megapixel photograph, you're burgered.
Burgered.
Yes, it's the new polite way of saying. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Yes. Well,
wake up.
You've been reacting to the news from CES. Mm-hmm. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Read it like.
Tease. Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. So it's Top Cat.
Yeah.
But with a zero and a four.
3103. I'm just trying to look up what 3103 might say.
Yeah, we were thinking Biob.
Blob.
Blob.
Top Cat Blob.
Top Cat Blob. Good. Okay. Yeah.
But just.
Of course.
Just so people can understand why that was difficult to say, it's actually written T0PC4T3103. Mm. Anyway. Or Darren Chappell, as he's known for his
name. Yeah. Yeah.
Apple have got to pull one out of the bag, as I feel the playbook will eat a lot of market. This guy's like a sort of cliche generating machine, isn't he? Okay. And also, not much love for Sharp's tablet, though. Simon Pittam says Galapagos. Is that what he's called?
Yeah.
Sharp Galapagos.
Galapagos.
For God's sake. Okay, good with that one. Galapagos makes me think of the islands. Well, yes. And the tortoises that live there. Let's hope it's a lot quicker than they are.
Clever.
It just makes me
Sharp.
Think.
What I see what
a terribly, terribly shit name for a technological product.
Galapagos. Adam. Quite bad.
Yep. Most of you are complaining about the rumoured price of the Motorola Zoom.
Ouch.
Jono Bartle tweets, the spec is undeniably good and the build quality sounds right, but for £720. You've got to be kidding with the iPad 2 around the corner. Mm. Whereas UK Peter Griffin,
good name.
AKA Peter Griffin, says, I wouldn't worry too much just yet. Initial pre-order prices for the tab were £600, if memory serves me right. It's now under £400.
That's because it's rubbish. yeah, no, that's true, actually. Those pre-order prices are always a bit wild. Yeah,
well, they kind of massively overestimate so that they can't then be later said that they're, you know, they're got it wrong in
very
that
true.
Way.
Yeah, we should be clear. There are no way official prices from Motorola. They're just kind of they're just guessing.
What is that price? Oh, so it's not even from Amazon or something.
Just from some weird shop.
Handtech, which isn't that weird, but it went to
the world famous Handtech.
It put them on at 680, and then in the end they ended up at 780, and now they've just put TBC.
TBC.
So
they're just getting bored and just fiddling around with it.
It's re.
It's not
the price.
Oh, no. If it's not all put you off, I was reading that wrongly. Blackjack05 asks, are T3 going to be doing an Android version of the T3 app as I want to get the Moto Zoom? Well, if it's Android, yes, because we're actually on the digital magazine supplier for Android. You know, that turns it into PDF.
Okay, so you can get like
the
print version of the magazine
at the moment.
PDF. Yeah.
But just right now we're on the iPad, but I should foresee that something exciting. But at the minute, you can get us on Zinio on Android.
How nice that our digital edition is going to define Blackjack's choice of tablet.
Yeah.
That is very nice, actually. Yeah.
Well, not just ours, I think, as well, but
no,
magazines.
Solely ours.
But it's true, magazines in general. You know, if you're looking at content, which is king, as we all know, you know, then you're going to think, well, if I can't really get any magazines or you know, newspapers on the BlackBerry, maybe I'll give it a miss. But
Did you, speaking of which, did you see Stuff's announcement
oh.
on doing an iPad edition.
It's all oh. very weird, isn't it?
Oh, well, what's weird about it?
They said, we're not going to do an iPad edition oh. because we think it would somehow besmirch the quality of the magazine to have it on the iPad, because you'd have to shoehorn in the content onto the iPad.
Shoehorn?
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point of the, yeah, having it on an iPad that it's just, you know, boundless? You can yeah. you can go bigger, you can go wider, you can add more, yeah. you can add, you know, you can do 3D and
I know. I mean, I think what they meant to say images. Said was like it takes a lot of work and it's very expensive to do an iPad edition. So we're going to pass on this, see how T3 gets on, and then maybe yeah. join in later. Because like, we don't want to compromise the vision of our magazine by putting it on the iPad. Do me a favour.
Yeah, we're on there. Wired's on there.
Project.
Who else? Yeah, Project.
Just for the iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
Diva, the magazine for lesbians.
Yeah, lots of
on there. All the very high quality publications are on there.
All the top quality magazines are there.
Where's Stuff Magazine?
Highest calibre.
That is a bit of a lame excuse, actually. They could have just said, look, it's a bit pricey to do right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll come back later.
Or I don't know, our readers just aren't that interested in technology. So we're not going to bother, something like that. But
anyway, the price of the 3DS has got you tweeting. £200 to £230 is the ballpark figure from the industry mag MCV. Are they on the iPad? I don't know. James Dallimore. Ouch! That's a lot of money for something with only 3 hours battery life.
Isn't it MVC?
Possibly. And D. Richard says, well, at that price, that's two pre-orders cancelled.
He's also cancelled the Zoom because of the lack of T3. And then you're going to get through a lot of batteries as well. So it's not just the price of the
But that's back to old school Game Boy, which lasted like 10 minutes, you know?
It's true. I think the idea is that things get better as time goes by, though.
That's what I want. Rubbish battery lives. Yeah, yeah.
I had a Game Gear which like swallowed a whole pack.
The Game Gear was notorious.
It was like 10 minutes of play, and it was like, oh, Mum, I need more batteries.
Yeah, yeah. And then you'd buy those rechargeable ones, but they were rubbish.
Uniross.
They took all night.
Yeah, rechargeable batteries were not very good in those days.
I've got a 1 hour charger with massive capacity batteries. It boosts them up really quickly. It's fantastic. Why didn't I have that when I was a kid? Anyway, one final tweet. Yeah, I get excited about battery charges. One final tweet on the Armani Galaxy S from Bateron Itsk. I think I can probably talk for everyone who follows you when I say, Armani phone, my ass.
They've done loads of Armani phones.
Those are his exact words. Samsung. I'm saying his could be a she.
Could be several people. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They've done a few on it.
I quite like the look of it.
This seems like a better idea.
Get rid of the Giorgio Armani bit at the top, if you could scrub that out.
Or just file it off.
It's quite a nice looking phone.
Or put some sort of decal on top of it.
The Galaxy S is a nice phone, and this is just a more solid version of it.
I was going to say, because quote-unquote fashion phones in the past have always been just really terrible because they're just quite poor phones that have been totally overstyled.
Exactly. It has to be said, though, it's stupidly overpriced. So maybe if it's
Armani, what do you expect?
Maybe they start selling them off.
Someone.
Anyway, who has got a gadget of the week?
Well, I've got a tale of woe to tell you, because this morning I went to a teaching event to see some technology.
Okay. And teaching?
It was an educational event. Mm-hmm. And they had like...
T3 getting a bit highbrow now.
Yeah, no.
Did you have to stay afterwards?
Yeah. I had to put it in the corner. I had to wait to see the headmaster.
Who do you think you are? Rory Kethlin Jones?
Yeah, I saw him there actually. No, I didn't. Anyway, Asus was there. Mm. And they were meant to be showing me their new Asus Transformer and the new Android running tablet. But...
Is it a tablet in disguise?
Woes, it broke.
Oh. It turns into a tractor.
It was broken.
What?
So I couldn't see it.
So they brought one along and it broke?
It broke. So I had to make do with the Acer Windows 7 tablet.
Ooh, nasty.
Wasn't that great. But I wanted to see the other one. Android one looks great.
Double fail.
But yeah.
That a Windows 7 tablet is such a stupid idea. I don't understand why.
Don't bother.
Yeah, why would you
bother? It just doesn't work.
Just tiny fiddly bits to push with your fingers.
Because we've got a proper Windows coming out for tablets, haven't we? Mm. So wait for that.
Courier.
Or use Android like everybody else.
Use Android.
Yes.
Yeah, but if they did such a good job with Windows Phone, that, who knows?
True.
So that would have been my gadget of the week, but I had to mention Asus's fail.
Wow.
I enjoyed that gadget of the week.
Thanks.
Anyway, something more enjoyable, the brand new T3, which is available on the iPad. Mm. You can get a free version on the iPad, can't you?
Like a demo. Preview, greatest hits. Well, not greatest hits, but recent edition highlights.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think it's a full-size magazine. It's just not the most recent magazine.
Okay, yeah. So little tidbits.
It was the first magazine that we had on the iPad. So this is a new one. Duncan's just showcasing it to us.
What colour would you call this? Because I'm a bit colourblind.
It's grey.
I was going to say turquoise or something more.
No, it's nothing like that. What is going on with your colourblind mind to put that as turquoise?
Well, I'm colourblind. No, that's the definition of colourblind.
I'm just trying to picture your world.
How can you not see that colour?
surely, being colourblind, you'd see most colours as grey.
No, that's not how colourblindness works. No, actually, because what I thought was, it looks like grey to me, but I can't imagine that we would have a grey colour.
It's futuristic.
So I thought it'd be more like turquoise.
No, it really is grey.
It's grey.
Okay, so we've gone for a nice minimalist grey. Okay. And it's the A to Z of gadgets in 2011.
I like the cover.
Well, she looks
she's a bit hard-faced.
Stern. Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not so sure.
I mean that in a strictly non-sexist sense.
But I don't know if you remember the magazine Boys Toys, but she looks like the sort of cover girl who might have been on that.
Don't say that.
Not a problem if you're a subscriber. You don't get the girl.
That's true.
Anyway, what's in the mag?
Like, or the cover of GQ, or another magazine that has men on the cover. Mm. But anyway. Well, we've got the A to Z of gadgets in 2011, which does what it says on the tin. It feels like, because we've had like the break for the new year, I did work on this magazine, but it feels like a very long time ago. Yes, right, okay, so here we are. So A is for Android.
Oh, she looks better inside.
That's a bit of an obvious one. B is for BlackBerry Playbook, on through to Z. Is
what do you go on?
Zuckerberg.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
Zuckerberg. Not Zune, then.
Zuckerberg Mark.
Yeah, Zune's going to be the big story in 2011. And yeah, it's just a lot of cool stuff that begins with letters, basically.
I like that.
And then we've got the Google Nexus S.
Yes.
And to be honest, it's a good issue, but the first issue of the year is always a bit thin. Because it has to be done in 2.5 weeks.
Way to sell
it. There was a tweet along those lines.
But the thing is, although it's very thin,
yes,
the reason it's very thin is because there aren't many adverts in it. Because basically everybody splurges their advertising budget on the Christmas and New Year issue. The New Year issue actually obviously coming out last year,
still
this
there.
Year. Of course.
Good.
We would never let down our readers on the content.
Same
We're just
content.
Listening to our readers who say there's too much adverts. Too much adverts?
Too many.
Too many adverts in the magazine. So we've listened to that, we've taken it on board.
You've eaten too much
market.
We've
got rid of them. And, yeah.
Unfortunately, the cover prices had to double too.
We hear what you're saying and we're going to action your request.
Right,
until
next month.
And there's a load of stuff about getting fit for the new year. That's it. It's all coming back to me now. And the very best.
A bit like we did at the Gadget Show.
Yeah, and the very best in TVs, which is basically for under a grand. Because the other thing that people have been saying is
3D?
T3, there's a recession on.
Yeah.
You always seem to cover stuff that costs £2,000 to £3,000, and that's just like phones or whatever.
Got,
so do some slightly cheaper stuff. So
have you got any 3D tellies in your under a grand selection?
Oh, don't ask me things like that.
Okay. I only say, because I was looking at Best Buy yesterday.
No, we haven't.
Right. Quick tip, Quidco, 20% off at Best Buy.
Quidco?
Yeah, do you not use it? It's fantastic.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was like a make of telly.
No. You get 20% cash back at Best Buy at the moment, and they've got their sale on, and you can get a 3D telly for about £900, take 20% off that, and Bobby's your uncle. There you are.
Booyah! You heard it here first.
Tip.
Mind you, you also heard it here first. There would be a 4G iPhone. Didn't want to bring that up. But
okay, I quote from Apple CEO Tim Cook that they essentially saying that, look, we tried it. And I think what the problem is the battery life, because he was saying it would have compromised performance and all this kind of thing. I think mainly it was battery life.
Wait, yeah, is this your mate Vodafone or whatever?
Yeah, he's completely let me down. But look, it was on the cards.
But he did say there was testing. He said there was testing going on, and I guess there was.
Yeah.
And the testing led to them thinking, this is a terrible idea.
Let's not do it.
He spent a lot of time wasted just fiddling around with
antennas. Although a lot of people now are saying that basically the plan was to just get this on Verizon as quickly as possible. So hence the current version. But the iPhone 5, who knows? Maybe that will be 4G. Still won't be any.
I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah, exactly. It's...
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's put that to bed now, shall we?
Yeah.
Is it the end of the podcast now?
Yes.
Sorry, we sort of overran there because I just had a... Oh.
Good. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. The new T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.